It was posted.
Are you ready? Okay, evening. Open the April 18th, 2023 Planning Commission meeting called to order at 6:30 PM. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And remove your cap, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda, Terry?
No.
No. Okay. Approval of minutes for March 21st.
I'll make a motion to approve the March 21st, 2023 minutes.
I get a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Got a third on that one.
You're welcome. All eyes. I skipped that one. I wasn't here, Terry. Okay. Public hearing. Preliminary subdivision for the reserve at Junction City Phases 3 through 6. File number SUB-22-16. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. We're going to open this hearing and we'll have to continue the hearing as the applicant has requested an extension of 120 days to get their ducks in order as required for the sheet. And I know that's what everybody's here for. So I will at this time open the hearing at 6:32 p.m. And do I need a motion to continue that, Terry, or how are we gonna do that?
Do we need to read all of the
required?
Do I need to read the...
I don't think so.
I don't think so. There'd be no testimony.
Right.
Okay. Yes, we would need a motion.
Okay, I'll need a motion from someone to continue that hearing.
I'll make a motion to continue the hearing.
Would that be date specific or would that be next month?
You need to state a date.
Which will...
May 16th is the next Planning Commission.
Okay.
May 16th, next Planning Commission.
Okay.
We don't know if they're going to be ready by May, but given that, we'll just postpone it to the next month and see if they...
Okay. Are. Fair enough. Sir.
Is this something we can grant, or do we have an option?
It is. They have 120 days to request an extension, which they have, because they still haven't completed all of their requirements.
They're on their 120 days now, and they're asking for an extension of 120 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
But state law allows an applicant to request up to a year of extensions.
Oh. Okay. That's just my question.
Thought it could help. Thank you.
That's
okay. All right, I have a motion. Can I get a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The hearing will be postponed until March 16th.
May
16th. Sorry about that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I'm sorry if that was why you were here and we once again drug you out. Okay. We'll be here anyway. Okay. All right. Planning Commission application review and possible recommendation.
Is this lady here?
I do not know. Let's see.
Maybe it's Kate.
I haven't even seen it. That'd be good. No, Vanessa Brown. I do not know Vanessa Brown.
Hey, Gary? Gary?
Yes.
Your travel money will be renewed.
Yeah. It's a nice drive.
There you go. Positive side.
So I sent the email with the packet information to the applicant, but I don't see them in the audience this evening.
Okay. Was there a letter with the application? Do we know?
I know what we received is what I placed in the packet. So it was just the application. Maybe she missed that part.
Not much information there.
Yeah, just speaking from recent experience, it's not mandatory.
No, it's not mandatory.
There was a sweet lady up front who said, maybe you want to apply that letter, and...
It's good to see a letter or see somebody's face and, you know, look around, but, you know, I'll entertain a motion or questions or discussion or...
It'd be nice to have the applicant here.
I agree.
Or know something about her.
Right.
I mean, we now know where she lives, but that's all.
And the phone number.
Yeah, the phone number.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors, somebody call. Can we hold that, Terry?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's hold that, and we would like to know who it is or something about her, I think. This is going rather quickly. Planning Commission Agenda Forecaster. Gonna be close.
Good evening, Commission. So the agenda forecaster begins on page 17 of your packet, and we have two items for this evening. Those are shown on page 19, the preliminary subdivision and the application for the vacancy. On page 20, we have pending items, the amendments, the third part to that redesignation and rezoning of publicly owned property, city-owned property, to get those zoned and designated to the correct public land designations. The other thing we have on there is we received applications for minor partitions. There's a total of 8, and those are for Rolling Meadows. They're the R2 zoned lots in Rolling Meadows Phase 1, and what they're requesting, the application they submitted is going to request that those R2 lots be partitioned into 2 smaller lots to accommodate the attached single family dwelling. So they'll look like duplexes, but they'll be able to sell each unit separately as single family homes, which is the code amendment that the commission reviewed a couple months ago and was approved by the council. So that's, we'll be seeing that. I don't know, possibly next month, but I don't know that for sure.
May I ask a question? What's the cost for a minor petition like that?
It is $1,335 for a minor per application.
The city's getting richer every day. It costs $100,000 to build a house, and you haven't put the stick of wood in the ground yet. We should do something about that.
I think $100,000 is being generous.
The standard excuse. That's all set by the legislature.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they've told me for years. Every time I've complained, that's all set by the legislature.
But they don't live here.
I want to tell you.
Do we know, just to continue the conversation, do we know where that money goes?
The application fee goes to cover, like, my time.
Okay.
And the notices that would have to be sent out. So for a minor partition, the notices are requests for comment. The minor partition is a type 2 application, so it's reviewed by the Planning Commission. The notices are requesting written comment from the public within 300 feet of that subject site, which in this case is part of Rolling Meadows. And then those written comments are included with your packets.
If you've got a group of people that didn't want them to split their homes into 2 units, they could come in here and say, no, we don't want that.
Yeah, or if they have questions about what that means, they could come in and they could submit the questions, and then the questions would be addressed in the staff report.
So it has to come to the Planning Commission instead of being an administrative.
Right, minor partitions, any kind of partition, major or minor, and subdivisions are all planning commission review and decisions.
I knew this was going to happen, but I didn't realize it was going to be that many, so soon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it does, as the commission discussed during the amendment, it adds an additional opportunity for home ownership at a different level. Doesn't change the density. They were R2 lots, so they would have been had duplexes on them anyway.
Yeah. So. Do that with condos, right? Individual condos.
Right, but the lot sizes, yeah. We talked about the lot sizes before, and it was 35 feet.
Yeah.
But somewhere in the transition, it didn't happen.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So about that. Future business items on page 21. I sent out an email this last month to the city engineer. They're the ones overseeing the surveying and replat for the city park or city block next door at the community center to readjust those lines and get all of the buildings on their own tax or their own lots. I haven't heard back, so I'll follow up with that and see if we can't find out what the timeline looks like. I know from talking to other people who are trying to get things done for land use that surveyors are in high demand. So the wages can be.
So you're gonna have the old fire station and the city hall on separate lots, right?
Yeah, like for example, the reason it came up in the first place is because the community center, the old fire hall, right now it sits on three lots.
Three lots, yeah.
And so to adjust those, and get the community center on its own lot. The library is actually on its own lot.
Right.
But the new community or the city, new city hall is going to kind of run into the same situation where it's going to be straddling a couple of property lines. So to clean that up, just, yeah.
Are they going to fix the address? That's one of the anomalies in town where it's an odd address on the north side of the street.
Very good point.
I just remember that from the old days when we used to be in that building.
Yes, indeed. That's a good question. We can certainly look at that. Because it does not fit the numbering scheme.
Right. Just one other question. What are we going to do with this building?
I don't know.
Because right now it has three addresses, this building.
Well, the...
It's all attached.
It is, yes.
We could make them... Sub use that new thing and make them different locations, right? Different ownership.
Same ownership.
Huh?
Unless we turned it into three homes.
Yeah. We could do that. But I don't know. I don't know if it would fit the zoning code.
No, it'd be publicly owned still.
Yeah.
Unless we sold it, we could rezone it.
That's what the planning commission does.
It would be in the commercial zone, though. It wouldn't really be multi-family residential down here.
I only put one family in there.
we can't spot zone, though. It doesn't work.
Where's the new building?
Okay.
And then the last item for the future business items is that we had a request last month to add a discussion regarding, you know, when the city gets close to that population of 10,000, what that's going to look like for zoning laws, and I will be inviting the city attorney to address that.
He was just here. We should have kept him.
Yeah. So that we'll see. Next month could stack up to be a very busy meeting if we have the minor partitions and the subdivision. So probably wouldn't come before you next month.
Okay.
Good.
But we will. It is on the list of things to bring before.
Yeah, we add all these homes that they're trying to build around here. We'll be at 10,000.
I had a question from a friendly builder yesterday, and they asked me how much buildable residential land was available in Junction City. I said, probably not very much.
Yeah.
We must be getting down close to none.
Yeah. Depending upon what type of, you know, if they're looking at commercial land or residential.
Residential.
So, I mean, the bulk of the residential land is on the west side of Oaklea. There are still some locations along Prairie Road as you head,
right,
you know, toward where it connects with 99.
On the west side.
Yeah, there's, there are areas there that are outside city limits that are designated to come into the city as residential land.
So where is the city lying around Prairie Road?
It does a jig, you know, little jag, yeah. The west side of Prairie Road, much of that up to from Bailey to First, most of that is city limits.
Okay.
On the east side, there are spots. Southwest Laurel and Coral, I think, are in city limits, but then you've got Bryant and, I forgot that the other one starts with an A over in that area, but there are a few streets over there that are county. And Prairie Road on the east side is mostly county.
You could drive around there and you can tell where the city limits are. The ones with the potholes, yep, is outside the city.
That's true. I live a block of that.
Yeah.
So how much is available west of Oakley?
West of Oakley, it's the reserve subdivision that's going to be coming before you at the public hearing, and that's 271 lots. Those are all single family. And then there's Rolling Meadows has a total of 6 phases. The first phase was approved by the Planning Commission. The final plat approval was, I think, last fall. The others will be coming before you at some point. I don't know when yet. I know they're working on that. And that is a mix of single family R2 land for duplex or the attached single family homes and multifamily. There's 1 acre of multifamily, a total of 9 acres of R2, and the remainder is all R1.
So is there any west of phase 3 through 6 reserve? Any more west of that? Any more south of them?
South of them is going to become, south of 10th is going to be Rolling Meadows. So that is going to get into more single family homes, the R2 and 1 acre of.
But nothing west of Rolling Meadows?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
But there's not much that isn't already spoken for and being planned to develop available.
Yeah.
So when do we do another?
The comprehensive plan was approved by the City Council in 2012 and by the state in 2013. So I would imagine that in the next, I mean, it took what, like 5 years to go through that whole process, it seems like.
That's because the state got involved with their prison scam.
Yeah. So, you know, to be on the, you know, give a safe margin, I would anticipate that happening. So we'd need it by 2012. So maybe, I mean, not 2012, but 2032. So 2027, I would anticipate seeing movement on, you know, the community members of a, I've forgotten what the group is.
Right, but if they run out of buildable inventory before that, don't we have to do something before that? Like, we just tell them we're closed for 6 more years or 8 more years until
the
lottery comes around?
It could be opened up again if the city felt like it was an important thing to do to start looking at that sooner.
Okay.
Well, where would that get its start? In the council? Or in a citizen group, like it did last time?
No, I think it would be, I think ultimately it's the city council. I can look into that, I'm not positive. I think the planning commission could make a recommendation to the council that they feel it would be in the city's interest to maybe open that up early and start looking at it. But I believe it's the city council that gets the ball in motion to start.
Okay, we're still opposed to asking people that's within the city limits but are not in the city, you know, there's land all up and down, to ask them to come in. We don't do like we did over on River Avenue or River Road and make them come in.
No, it's there are provisos that the council could, you know, if it's, say it's a health hazard or something like that, the city council and the city's process, as long as I've been here, has always been by annexations by property owner request. It's not.
You know, we assisted in those lots just west of, what do you call it, Windsor or whatever it is, to the west of town there, that group of homes that they built in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a group of, what, about 20 homes? They asked them to, they asked to come in because their sewer system was failing.
Yeah.
Still is a working project. The streets haven't been built and the sidewalks haven't been put in.
Yeah.
But they paid money to get that done, right?
They must have.
Yeah, it was, I believe their well was failing and that's why they asked to come in. It was a communal well, it was a neighborhood.
So, forgive my ignorance, but this whole process that everybody's discussing, is that that's for annexation of new land or is that for a redesignation of land?
So there's...
Or something different?
There's a couple of different. So the comprehensive plan guides the city's growth for 20-year horizon and the last time that was approved was in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's set the urban growth boundary.
Okay.
So the urban growth boundary is goes beyond what the city limits are. If a property is inside the urban growth boundary, it's still the jurisdiction for it. If it's in the urban growth boundary but outside the city limits, it's still in Lane County. The zoning is Lane County jurisdiction. If they want to do anything with their property, they go to Lane County. But they have the potential to be annexed. There's three different criteria for annexation, and that would be, first is, are they in the urban growth boundary? Is their property contiguous to another piece of property that's within the city limits, and can the city provide city services, water, sewer? If those are met, then they can bring an application to the city to ask to be annexed. The comprehensive plan has the option to expand that urban growth boundary,
mm-hmm.
to like what we would be doing, opening that process up, would be looking at the next 20-year horizon. So from 2032 to 2052, what do we think the city's growth is gonna look like? The process that happened in 2012, years just prior to that, there were a lot of consultants brought in to look at economics, housing, what we thought the population was gonna look like in over that 20-year horizon. So how many housing units were needed, how many jobs were going to be needed, what kind of, it looks at all different aspects. It looks at land quality, it looks at soil quality, things like that, so that you're not taking good farmland and saying it should come in as R1, something like that.
Understood.
Lots of different elements. Absolutely. And the Planning Commission is a big part of that process.
Thank you.
Just one other question. The 10 acres southwest of the homes, you know, south of the High Pass, has that ever come into the city?
No, it has not yet.
Well, that's 10 acres that was supposed to be for a park or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We turned into, we bought two lots and made little pocket parks.
Yeah.
So that land is still there, still, actually, it's in the city. Who actually owns it? The city?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city owns it. It's in the urban growth boundary, but it hasn't been brought into the city yet. It's
could,
not been annexed.
Could homes be built on it?
I would have to double check the zoning. I don't think so because I don't know that what kind of access there would be. But I mean, that would be one of the things that.
It seems like most of that was wetland type stuff.
Well, I know it has swell on it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much. I don't know if much of that's buildable.
Yeah.
That's why they gave it to us to start with. Pay attention, sir.
Worth $100,000.
It was a deal. Okay. Any comments? Anyone? I have a question for you. If the city has a 20-foot right-of-way and they come out and they install a fire hydrant and they miss the 20-foot right-of-way by a couple of feet, is that now my fire hydrant? Do I own that thing?
I don't know.
I can do what I want with it?
You can dig down 14 feet to the connector. I know that.
Yeah, it's not the 6 or 8 feet it was supposed to be.
I know.
When I hooked up my water, I brought the track hoe out, and it could not dig deep enough to get to the pipe because they failed to put the connector on that they said was on there. So I had to have a extra large, bigger track hoe come out and dig another hole that he could drive down into to get to that pipe.
Wow.
It was a hell of a hole. I happened to be out there yesterday measuring something to think about a future building and measured that right away, which the city paid big money to have all of that surveyed. Then they put the fence in the wrong place and had to move it again after it was surveyed. And I thought, that looks like a long 20 feet, and I measured it, and it's 22 feet. Okay. So I'm thinking, I have a gifted fire hydrant there for future building safety. If anybody else's house is on fire, I get to make them give me some money to use it. My only neighbors are leeches, and nobody would know.
That's known as Lynn Lace.
Well, you know, it's funny. Now, this is odd, because I was out there a couple of years ago, 2, 3, 4, and Steve Ward and Doug Young pulled in the front, and they were out there doing something out there. And I went out there to ask them, but they saw me, and since we're on such great terms, they jumped in their little Suburban and they left. So my question wasn't answered, and I didn't think to measure it at that time. Just interesting. Just thought I would share that with the public.
Are you opening old sores?
The public should know. What's that?
You opening old sores?
Every time I go out there, I get a sore, Jack. Okay. I apologize for not showing up last time to everybody. I didn't already. I'm not sure what happened there. But I will entertain.
A motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn. I get a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Terry, thank you very much.
We'll see you next month, right?
Can you spare me that beer?
Yeah.
I drank most of it.
No, you should have been.
No.
Can I pull up this place?
State.
I used to have my right.